Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mike McMahon is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is, Mike's a new friend of ours, the president and the CEO of Hill and Partners. And they're in a very interesting business. I'm going to let him tell us about. Mike McMahon, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And we have a mutual friend in Bob Cuska. Bob's a great member of our Brain Trust, and he introduced you to us.
Yes, he did, and he's been a long-time sort of business friend and personal friend.
Yeah, now Bob's a great guy, and we've benefited from his wisdom many times over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. So, okay, you're a small business owner. Tell the audience what you do.
Well, our company, we're in the branded environment business. The roots of our organization come from actually the B2B trade show industry, so that's where we sort of cut our teeth. And then over time, our offering has sort of evolved outside of that into commercial spaces, events, point of purchase, retail, that sort of stuff, primarily all as an extension of taking care of a company's brand.
So break branded environment down into plain language. You guys,
all right, I guess.
Go ahead.
Yeah, branded environment for us for Hill and Partners is I guess the best way to say it is the attendee or user experience as it relates to brand. And for us, it's in a three dimensional environment. So it's in an architectural.
All right. Let me help you out, Mike. So, yeah. Folks, when you go to a trade show and you see somebody at a booth and they've got the backdrop behind them that tells you all about their company, that's branded environment.
That's correct. That's correct. And for ours,
okay.
That's the basics.
That's the basics. But you guys have taken it to another level, haven't you?
Yes. And in our world, those branded environment spaces, they can be 10,000-12,000 square feet versus a small little 100 square foot space. So.
Yeah, we have one that we use when we go to trade shows. We do a handful a year, and we have them and we have them now where we can, it was a point in time where you had to construct the darn things. Now we can a 90-pound weakling can put ours up in about 3 minutes. But then you also see those 1,000 square foot or more environments like you're talking about that takes a construction company to put up.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Once the complexity of the expectation gets outside your core business, usually it involves some sort of partnership with a firm like ours. And what we do is, our expertise is really cradle to grave. It's it's the consultation, it's the design, it's production. We maintain and manage those environments. If they're permanent installations, obviously we're available through their early life and whenever they're transitions. So,
do you also set these environments up, or do they have to have? I would think some of these could be so elaborate that you'd have to, whoever built it would have to put it up almost.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting. It's different. When we're overseas, all of our international activity, it's basically our shop guys actually go to trade fair venues and actually execute the installs or specific corporate facilities. But in the United States, there's really labor separation here. So our shop guys never really travel with any of our production activity to destination. When you get into any major cities, top tier, second tier cities, you're using local labor and those rules and regs. And we've got
Some of these cities, big cities, you got unions you got to deal with.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, that's a big part of successfully managing this sort of thing is having some strong relationships.
Yeah, yeah. The unions have really made conventions not fun sometimes. I mean, they really create problems for convention attendees and convention organizers. But that's another story. So tell us, how long have you guys been in business?
Well, I've been doing this for quite a long time, but Hill & Partners was opened in 1995. It was myself and at that time the principal who had worked together in a previous organization. And we built our business over the years, and back in 2000 and the end of 2007, I bought my partner out of the business, and she retired. And
right.
we've been going at our own since then, and things have been great.
Well, too bad you didn't buy her out in 2009, right?
Yeah, actually, that's very... you're paying attention. Yes, it would have been a different deal.
It would have been she might not have been able to retire if you'd bought her out in 2009, right?
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you know what? When I look back on that, I'm a person that believes we learn from everything, and that I wouldn't change that situation in any way, shape, or form because it really it really put a fire under me, and I learned a lot about myself.
And speaking of which, I mean, you probably are a lot better businessman, a lot better operator today than you were in 2007, too, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I think the interesting, the huge learning that took place with me is I really had to transition from working in the business to working on the business, which everybody who is in business is being told by someone at some point. And I had to do that fast. I had to transition from being, a very successful account manager to really running my organization. And I think I thought I was running my organization, but so I really I went hard at it. And I'm grateful for the people that were around me. We mentioned Bob; he's been part of that, and we've done some amazing things in the last 6 years. It's been fantastic. Really
right. Well, that's a great story. And when we come back after these messages, I want you to talk to us a little bit about what you've learned and what you think you've learned that other people could benefit from, other small business owners who are listening to you who may not be quite as far along as you are. We're going to do that right after these messages, folks. We've got Michael McMahon here. He's the president and CEO of Hill & Partners. And he and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.